You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God, and I'm just here to call out the bullshit so you don't step in it. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to our new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. This is a historic moment that shall not go ignored, but the fight continues. While we celebrate Justice Jackson taking her rightful place on the bench, we have to make sure we don't get caught up in emotional symbolism. Okay, yes, it is very, very historic. Biden definitely fulfilled a campaign promise that he made to OG Jim Clyburn and others. I love how happy this pick makes so many Black women, but we have to be realistic about the fact that the Supreme Court is still a 6-3 conservative majority. I personally think Democrats should expand the courts and add 4 Judge Jacksons, and I don't want us to miss the opportunity to use this moment to educate people on exactly what the Supreme Court is and how there are major issues on the table that they are talking about overturning, like voting rights and Roe versus Wade. So celebrate for 2 seconds. And then let people know the reality of what we are really facing, okay? Because there's still a lot of things distracting us from the real issues. In fact, I started to come on here and call bullshit on Paula Patton showing us her mama's original fried chicken recipe of 0 herbs and spices, okay? But then I remembered, God bless Paula Patton, her mama's white. So it's okay, all right? It's clear that Paula didn't grow up with mac and cheese. She grew up with cheese and macaroni. But we ain't got time for that because these trifling-ass lawmakers are running their nasty fingers all over our legislative bodies, okay? In Minnesota, prosecutors have declined to file charges against the Minneapolis police SWAT team officer who fatally shot Amir Locke while executing a no-knock warrant in February. Amir was awakened out of his sleep in the wee hours of the morning and gunned down for holding a legally owned firearm. Not only did Amir not know what the hell was going on with the SWAT team bursting through the door like they were the goddamn Kool-Aid man, but he was also not named in the search warrant. Furthermore, the officer who shot him has not been disciplined in any way, shape, or form by the MPD or Mayor Frey, and he's still on the motherfucking force. The county attorney, Michael Freeman, and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced that there is insufficient admissible evidence to file criminal charges in this case. Insufficient evidence? You didn't need to be watching the Oscars in 4K to see that the body camera footage revealed that the gun was not pointed at the police officers, even though Minneapolis Police Chief Amelia Huffman claims the gun was pointed at officers off camera. Yeah, and I suppose Chris Rock threw a shoe at Jada's head off camera too. In actuality, Amir had more trigger discipline than the damn SWAT team that killed him. It took the court 9 weeks to determine what Officer Mark Hanneman and the MPD decided in 9 seconds, that Amir's life did not matter. And I'm sure conservative media would love to get their hands on an old mugshot or an old rap sheet, but nope, Amir had no criminal record. So you can miss me with the black-on-black crime comparison. And besides, niggas never took an oath to protect and serve, but police have. Oh, on my honor, I will never betray my integrity, my character, or the public trust. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. I will always maintain the highest ethical standards and uphold the values of my community. That's a police oath, okay? To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drip down my balls, that's a nigga oath. See the difference? A no-knock warrant is a license to kill point-blank, period. Word to the city girls. Okay, it's legal breaking and entering. The police are allowed to overreact, but we the people are not allowed to simply react? Qualified immunity protects police from being sued and held criminally and civilly liable for what they do? I mean, let's look at it like this. I burst into your home and then yell, "I'm afraid! I need to defend myself!" Now, what kind of bullshit is that? Are lawmakers stupid or dumb? If you enter my home in the middle of the night, hell, if you enter my home in the middle of the day, you should be afraid. You should be terrified. I'm 2A all day, and owning a gun for me and all black people is a form of self-care, okay? Oh, let me say that again. Owning a legal firearm for me and all black people is a form of self-care. The police should not get to storm your crib like it's the goddamn Capitol building and kill you in your sleep. It didn't stop with Fred Hampton, and it won't stop with Amir or Brianna or Philando if we don't do something about it. So we must demand that from Biden all the way down to our local representatives, ban no-knock warrants across the board. Okay, it shouldn't even be called a no-knock warrant. It should be called a breaking into your house with an attempt to kill warrant. Okay, and I want to hear the NRA loud and clear on this issue as well, since y'all are so in favor of gun rights. Speak out for Amir. The city of Minneapolis and its police union have reached a contract agreement where officers would receive incentives totaling $7,000 in addition to yearly raises of 1 to 2.5%. So, President Biden, while you're busy refunding the police, be sure to keep the receipt, okay? But Minnesota ain't the only place that lawmakers are running Rasha, okay? Rasha, all right? Rasha is an Old Testament Hebrew word for wicked and sinful, by the way. They are also not protecting women from old men preying on their reproductive rights. Oh, my God. An Oklahoma legislator just passed a law that makes having an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, is going to sign the bill into law that will go into effect this summer. The same men who try to control what goes on inside of a woman's body are the same ones who are never invited to be inside of a woman's body. Oh, best believe, if us men got pregnant, Planned Parenthood would come with a drive-thru. But do you know what else is happening this summer? The Supreme Court is going to reconsider Roe versus Wade. That's right. We're going from the summer of soul to the summer of so many issues. Okay, this is why we need justices like Ketanji Brown Jackson on that Supreme Court and four more just like her. Expand the goddamn court. But we have to pay attention and not get distracted by Will Smith leaving a handful of fresh prints on Chris Rock's face. Word to Math Hoffa for coining that phrase. It's time out just for tweets, posts, and slacktivism because you can't take a bold stand while you're sitting on the toilet. And I actually have to go do that right now. And that's the God's honest truth. I'll be back next week to call out more bullshit so that you don't step in it. And make sure you check for season 2 of the God's honest truth coming this summer.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.